This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
I am truly honored and humbled this morning to stand before you today. Before I start sharing what we have read this morning, I would like to extend my heartfelt gratitude to Father Chuck and the entire leadership of St. David's Church, and of course, the members of Warm Heart International for having us, hosting us, taking care of us. We have felt loved and cared in your space, and indeed you have made this this space Malawi, away from Malawi. So thank you so much because of that. I also bring greetings and goodwill message from the bishop of my diocese, Bishop Arnulfi Kalemba, and the entire church. We continue praying for you as we have just started the year, so that God should indeed help us as we continue to pray for each other in the time God has graciously given to live in this world. In the gospel which I've read this morning, in chapter 3 of the book of Luke, from verse number 21, and I quote, "When all the people were going baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased.'" This passage marks the moment when Jesus, the Son of God, begins his public ministry. It comes after John the Baptist has been preaching the message of repentance and baptizing people in the River Jordan, calling them to prepare for the coming of the Lord. The people were coming and confessing their sins, being baptized as a sign of renewal. And in the midst of this, we find Jesus stepping into the waters of Jordan to be baptized. If you could have read the other gospel, you could see John was reluctant to baptize Jesus Christ. But in the gospel of Luke, that is not presented, which I've read this morning. At first glance, it may seem so perplexing to see Jesus, a sinless, a perfect man, to be baptized, to undergo baptism of repentance. Yet, he did so. But why? We just sang a song this morning and confessed that because Jesus identifies with us in every way. He knew no sin, of course, chooses to step into water alongside the sinners, showing us the depth of love and compassion. His baptism was not for repentance, but for identification, to align himself fully with the people he came to serve. As Jesus prays after his baptism, the heavens open and the Holy Spirit descends upon him like a dove. Then the voice of the Father resounds from heaven, declaring Jesus' identity. "You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." In this moment, God the Father publicly affirms Jesus as his son, marking the beginning of his ministry with a divine declaration of approval. This passage holds a profound message for us today, not just as a historical event, but as an ongoing truth that speaks to our hearts. The voice of God, the same voice that affirmed Jesus, calls us out. This is not just about Jesus' identity. This is about our identity, your identity, my identity. Amen? Amen. I remember there was a certain gentleman back home in Africa. He sang this song, Identity. We call him spear. Identity, which he was singing about, was his own identity. Because if you try to ask people to define you or to give you identity, they may give you a wrong identity, which is not yours. People out there are very good at affirming who you are, but now this is the moment for you to wake up and begin to tell people who you are, because you know your identity. Your identity is not what people give you, but what God has given you. So God the Father, who knew Jesus before he was born, knew the identity of the Son. When he was baptized, he only affirmed who Jesus was. I was laughing with Mark one of these days, Mark Michel, one of our hosts. He said, I imagine Jesus being born. He never knew that that was driving home in my heart. He said, I imagine Jesus who was born and lived with people. He could do everything as Noah, just like any other person. And yet we call him Lord. Can you just imagine that? You were born the way you were born, raised the way you were raised, and then you are called who you are called. Sometimes we try to define our identity from what people talk about us, from what the society has painted of us. But the true identity for human beings is painted and affirmed by God himself, who knew a person before the person was formed in the womb of the mother. And because of that, Jesus Christ was affirmed by the Father, because the Father loved him before he was born. The first important message of this passage is God's love. When the Father says, "You are my Son, whom I love," he is not just speaking to Jesus. He is speaking to us as well. Each one of us through Christ is adopted into God's family. We are no longer strangers nor outsiders. There is no Jew nor Gentile before God, no male nor female before God. We are all identified by the love of God. We are loved and affirmed by Jesus himself, and we are called the children of God. This is the most challenging thing when people now are trying to pull, the society towards, their lines of favor. But know this, you are loved by God and identified by God as his own. From the time you got baptized, Jesus affirmed that he or she is my sibling and God is our Father. Do you feel loved by God? When your marriage is not working, do you still feel loved by God?
Yes.
Do you? When you're not feeling okay, you are spending much dollars in the hospitals, do you still feel loved by God?
Yes.
Or you have lost identity because something is not working out. Have you ever thought how important you are, even if things are not adding up? That was the beginning of Christ's ministry, when he was affirmed by the Father. Regardless of whatsoever and whatever happens, your identity will never be scratched. You are identified by God as his own. This is the truth, the true foundation, no matter where we are. Where we live, what we do, you are identified by God as his own. As we continue in our walk with Christ this year, let us hold fast to this identity. We are affirmed as God's children, called to love God and to love our neighbor, called to serve him wholeheartedly, called to witness him wherever we go. You are the true. You have the true identity of the Father. Just look at a neighbor. Just look at a person sitting close to you. Look at that person. And when you see that person, see the true identity of God. And that person is affirmed by the Father. Even if you reject him or her, but God affirms him that this is my Son, in whom I'm so pleased. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.